I was trying to think of all the different stories I had in my family, and there's plenty of funny ones about drinking and doing this and that, but I thought I would tell you a story that's not my own, but I still love to brag about it. So Elizabeth Hamby was born in March of 1963 to William Hamby and Marianne Hamby on a small farm in southern Maryland with seven brothers and sisters preceding her. It wasn't the easiest of upbringings, being kind of on the poorer side of things, with my grandfather drinking all the paychecks and her older brothers all joining gangs and stealing cars and causing general ruckus throughout the neighborhood. But when she was 7 years old and she felt like having some spending money, she got permission to go ahead and get a paper route. And she would get up before school every morning and get on her little bicycle and go around and start delivering the Washington Post all around the different farmhouses and making about 40 cents every shift. And slowly but surely, she was able to buy a secondhand horse from a friend and started delivering papers on horseback. Then, when the Washington Post caught wind of it, she ended up getting a little cartoon about her and asparagus printed in the Washington Post, where it was the adventures of Liz and Asparagus going and delivering newspapers around town. She ended up getting some success with it and kept riding horses and got a little bit better at it and better at it, and ended up getting third in the national barrel racing competition in the U.S. when she was 19, which means that she lost by only a couple tenths of a second to the person who got first. And all during that whole time, she also happened to be on the National Duck Pin Bowling Championship. You know, being a Marylander and all. So I was so proud. So I was proud of her to see her come from kind of humble beginnings. But she didn't end up going too far in rodeo because she got pregnant with my older sister, which cut her career short. And she didn't quite think it was proper to be pregnant and joining rodeos. So then she didn't know what to do with herself. She had just gotten out of school, hadn't considered college, and there really wasn't money for it in her family. But my grandma told her that she had heard about something called computers and that they were using them more and that she could just go try to learn something about it. And so she did, and she took the same sort of energy that she took to the horseback riding and the newspaper routes and the duck pin bowling and put it towards getting an associate's degree at Maryland in computer science back when they were still these giant sort of, not just a desktop, but they were a desk. You know, you still had to punch everything through a punch card and read it through. And she really worked hard at it, and I was very proud of her. And after meeting my dad and having me and getting herself through the rest of her college schooling, keeping it short with the bell, she ended up becoming the first woman technical director of a Fortune 500 company and has made me incredibly proud to say, thanks, Mom.